102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. Good morning, it's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that empower, serve, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX Nation. And today we are shining the light on spirit, equity, and arts. Please welcome the founder of Spirit, Equity, and Arts, Delilah Dines. Hello, Delilah.
Hello, Sterling. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And a member of Spirit, Equity, and Arts, please welcome Ravi Valetti.
Hey, what's up?
All right, so tell us about Spirit, Equity, and Arts. It sounds kind of like it's probably what it is,
mm-hmm.
supporting the arts and supporting equity in the arts. But mm-hmm. tell us about the organization and how and who you serve.
Spirit, Equity, and Arts is a residence resource tool that connects residents with resources from organizations already doing great work, and also to entertain and to connect to other resources mm-hmm. and other residents, new and native residents. So one of the things that we do is provide benefit concerts to raise money for marginalized communities. We have a punk concert coming up soon that will benefit the homeless community, as well as the donation drive that benefits the homeless.
Okay, tell us about the donation drive.
The donation drive is ongoing. We started last year, and because the need has not gone away, we wanted to make sure that whenever there was a problem, like the incident that happened at Lake Merritt where the jogger threw a bunch of the homeless man's property into the lake, people were scrambling to come up with resources to supply him with. Our organization had things already from our previous drive.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that those resources are already there, those people and volunteers are already versed and prepared, then it kind of makes the community already prepared for any kind of incident that might occur, especially dealing with race and culture, because that is what's happening here with gentrification.
So you said that the need is obviously still here.
Yes.
To help the homeless. It's even gotten greater in recent times. So the event on July 13th,
mm-hmm.
this is a donation drive for homeless neighbors. I have much respect for calling them neighbors. I love that. From 1 p.m. till 4 p.m. at 2601 San Pablo Avenue in Oakland. This is a Spirit of Oakland event.
Yes.
Under the umbrella of Spirit, Equity, and Arts.
Exactly, because the spirit of helping people is everywhere, and the need is everywhere. And one of the other additional needs for the residents is awareness around the issues causing homelessness, or the issues causing the racism that's happening with Barbecue Becky
mm-hmm.
or
Permit Patty
mm-hmm. and all of the other people coming in. And one of the ways that we combat that is through the events that we hold and through the musical events. People of all kinds come together, but there's always an element of information and empathy
mm-hmm.
That will allow people to be changed after the events occur. So I'm a Black woman from West Oakland, and I'm here with someone with a completely different race and religion and sex and so many other things, but our spirit in helping is exactly the same, and our spirit in need to understand different cultures is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So together, the work that we're doing is much more impactful in our community because we're able to get over ourselves. And that's what the Spirit, Equity, and Arts is doing through the volunteer events and the concerts and the donations. We donate 100% all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it lets you know that it's completely possible to do.
It's possible. All right. Well, perfect transition to the young man who you brought with you, Ravi. So Ravi Valetti, you are a member of Spirit, Equity, and Arts. So what does that mean for you, or what does that mean for us?
I feel like I'm here in ways that continue to evolve. And when it comes to Spirit, Equity, and Arts, the amazing energy of Delilah and everyone she meets and holds space for and takes moments to say, let's look at all these events, let's look at what's going on, but let's really look at each other and connect. And from my perspective, I was grateful to meet her at a Women's March Oakland event a few months ago, where under the Spirit of Oakland banner, Delilah was giving an incredible presentation on marginalized communities in the East Bay, and particularly the homeless. And I was there representing the March for Science, where there's the national organization, there are local ones, which I might mention. And for me, as an atheist, vegan, Indian American, former mechanical and aerospace engineer turned actor and futurist author, I'm desperate to not feel as alone in the world. I've been feeling this since I was a kid. I grew up in Maine for a little bit where I was basically the brown kid. And that was not easy. Lots of bullies, I'll just put it that way. But when I got to the Bay Area, I saw more diversity. But even then, I saw the disconnects, and I didn't understand where those were coming from, especially we were taught in school about Martin Luther King and from my Indian heritage, Gandhi. So here we are today, and meeting Dalila and others Dalila connects with, it's just brilliant to see that, wait a second, we've been pitted against each other, and it's been part of a design through even parts of the government and in society, perhaps at corporate levels. And as an Indian American, with my fellow Asian Americans, many of us more and more are starting to look at how, yeah, we're people of color. We get marginalized. I get sometimes stereotyped as a terrorist, especially with this beard I'm rocking right now. But I also have some privileges that I've come to become more aware of, especially in how do I show solidarity with African Americans, with Latinx folks, indigenous folks. And where are the references? There still aren't enough. And so I think what I love about Dalila and Spirit Equity and Arts is, hey, let's just have coffee. Let's talk. Maybe we and others will create some of this.
And we have. We just had, 2 weeks ago, an event, a tech event. So because of the science aspect and the equity aspect and the art, we were able to pull it together around Black Panther and Black Lives and then blend the two and create a conversation around Black Panther lives. And it really attracted a demographic that I didn't really, I guess shouldn't have an expectation of the demographic, but the youth that were there were so smart. And so, I just got something out of it I didn't expect to get. I thought that we were going to give all this, information and tell them something. And did you feel the same way that they came and they really brought it and gave us something to work with?
Very much so. And I think that's where, thank you for your enthusiasm about that event, the movie Black Panther. I mean, we're representing, among other cities in the Bay, the town, and Ryan Coogler, our own, helmed this astonishing film where we can feel the possibility of a wholeness that I don't think colonialism and even modern society has yet allowed us to, but it gave us a chance to see it, especially for Black folks. And coming from the tech world, well, there's a Black woman doing tech unabashedly without question, the character Shuri in that film. And I was like, she shouldn't just be left on the screen. Come on, look at all the tech bros just out here and in the Bay. There's something deeper than just one presidential election and this very difficult time period. Maybe we work on things that have been overdue for hundreds of years. And so like you were saying, Dalila, with those kids, we never know what to expect, but I think as adults can be reminded of just how much they already know and that they need to not feel as alone.
Well, let me try to kind of grasp this for KBLX audience that's listening. Is it a collective that meets regularly to brainstorm? It's a collective or a cooperative that's constantly growing with new people coming in with like-minded end results, and you kind of say, all right, well, we got to get from A to B, and through that, there's going to be a really cool arts collective event or a literature event or a tech event, or is that kind of how it works?
Well, I like to describe it as the center of the spoke in a wheel, where all of the great organizations in each local community come together and intersect. You have LGBTQ communities fighting for equal rights and disabled communities fighting for equal rights. Well, Spirit Equity and Arts supports youth, elderly, homeless, disabled, refugee, and immigrant communities yearly. So there's never anyone left out because it's based on humans in the cycle of life and the possibilities of becoming an immigrant or unwanted or anything. But what it does is it empowers local communities to be a change. So the center of that spoke essentially is creating the momentum through the relationships with all the local organizations to push a movement forward.
Mm-hmm. You're bringing them together, at least offering the introduction to work together instead of struggling separately, kind of struggling and rising together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we are volunteers, all of us. And so there is no one person to fight for money for. Mm. One of the best things about it is if you go to the Spirit of Oakland website, you can sign up as an individual who just cares about your local homeless person or a disabled person or any person, and we will rally up around you, raise money, find artists to donate their time, create a benefit concert around it and awareness, and make people aware who were not aware the proper ways to relate to one another or ways that they can get involved. Uh-huh. So the average person doesn't have to go and find a nonprofit organization. They just go down to their local Spirit and Equity and Arts website, sign up and get ready to roll.
So that's kind of the basic model, is if somebody's listening, they have an issue that needs to be addressed, one of many broad issues, they can connect with Spirit Equity and Arts, go to the website spiritofoakland.com, say situation this, you rally around them, you get artists to volunteer, you do an event, you raise money, you raise awareness.
If you're an artist and a musician and you like advertising in a free platform and an audience full of people who believe in equity, sign up on the website. And there are many artists who have been affiliated with the organization already. They're doing great, and we still partner, and they feel really good about the contribution that their music has made on the local community, raising funds and inspiring the people at the audience in the audience. So it's dope.
It's dope. And we would love to give our KBLX Nation an opportunity to, of course, take full advantage of the programs that you have, but also an opportunity to help. So what else, what do you need? What can we do to help?
Well, we need donations. We have a mobile phone app, and it's available on the website, spiritofoakland.com. It is a way for musicians to get gigs. So if you want to book a musician, you can go to the app and look up the musicians, hear their music, see them on their social media, and book them through the app. It's free. But also, you can volunteer. And so we need volunteers for everything. So signing up on the website, again, is the best way to go.
Okay. Spiritofoakland.com. And Ravi, coming from the STEM side, partnering with the equity and arts side, how can you encourage more STEM folks to partner?
Yeah, thank you very much, Sterling. I'd say two of my favorite groups I've been working with are March for Science San Francisco and OakSci, which is the Oakland Coalition for Science. Both of those can be found, you know, online and through social media. As we've been doing, you know, marching and rallying, and those have been important, more of the discussions like what Dalila talked about from a couple of weeks ago, I think, where people are connecting across groups and sharing their stories and vulnerability. But to be even more specific, again, donations to group like Spirit Equity and Arts, considering how people in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, can look at more involvement in how the growth of tech benefits the Bay Area, but also negatively impacts a lot of people, and to really find a way to have a better balance. And we're representing groups that are trying to push those conversations forward. And art, to me, is the link. As an artist, too, I think that makes it fun. These are heavy discussions, but it can be fun. This is our time. Why not?
It's a beautiful partnership. I love it. Happy to be a part of it. KBLX Nation has your back. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So the website again is spiritofoakland.com. We've been talking with Dalila Dines, founder of Spirit Equity and the Arts, and Ravi Valetti, member of Spirit Equity and Arts. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.